It's not an STD. It's not a thing. But yeah, Ranty Rob is back. Boom.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
It's rant time. Oh, my life. If anybody else says they've got imposter syndrome, they've got imposter syndrome. I think I'm going to slip a disc in my back. I think I'm going to have a hernia. I think I'm going to slap someone in the face now. I haven't had a good rant for a little while, but this has been brewing. Everyone out there slapping this label of imposter syndrome. I've got imposter syndrome. I can't do anything because I've got imposter syndrome. It's not an STD. It's not a thing. And people think it's a thing. It's not a thing. Right. When you label yourself with imposter syndrome, you make out that there's something wrong with you. But the feelings you have that you're calling imposter syndrome, there's nothing wrong with those feelings. You're supposed to have those feelings. Like if you went into a martial arts school wearing the white belt and everyone else is a fifth Dan UFC fighter, and but I've got no imposter syndrome. I'm meant to be here in the dojo, and you start trying to scrap with them, you're going to get choked out. You are going to get choked out. So what is imposter syndrome? Well, I'll tell you in a minute what I think it really is. But too many people are making these labels. And the problem is you become the label you put on yourself. Or worse, you're trying to help someone. You put a label on them. Oh, I know what that is. I've seen that before somewhere. Someone said that in a book once. You put that label on them and you make them that thing. And then they own this identity. And then. Right. Let me take a breath. All imposter syndrome is an emotion that you are nervous or inexperienced or you're starting or you're new. That's all it is. It's, I'm a bit worried that I'm out of my depth. Well, that's a bloody good emotion to have. If you're a white belt trying to kill a black belt, it's pretty good to feel a bit out of your depth. So all that imposter syndrome is like, let me repeat this. It's something new. Is something out of your comfort zone, something that you're inexperienced in. And what it is, it's an emotion, but it's not even a thing, but because you have a myriad of these emotions, maybe a lack of experience or, you humbleized, humiliated, or even just you feel sort of subordinated. These are all really useful emotions. Everyone's making out like these are really bad. But when you start something new, what do you want to be? You want to be humble to the point where you are a hungry student, where you learn from the best. And then the imposter syndrome keeps you in your position. It keeps you where you are. Someone just said here on the live, the antidote for feeling imposter syndrome is to just freaking do it. But should you have imposter syndrome about jumping out of a plane without a parachute? Yes, you bloody should. Should you have an imposter syndrome about putting loads of money into something that you know nothing about? Yes, you should. So actually, it's a good emotion. You should listen to it. Now, something that I think is really important. This will just be a quick one. I just want to bust this out of the water. You are good enough. And what a lot of people do is go, I've got imposter syndrome. And what they're experiencing is newness, lack of experience, bit of feeling uncomfortable, humiliated, subordinated. But instead of just knowing that that's a natural feeling of starting something new, they go, I am an imposter. I am an imposter. I am not good enough. But the problem is, every winner was once a beginner and every master was once a disaster. And let me tell you this, everyone that's successful, they go into something new. Like I know the best snooker player in the world, the single best snooker player that's ever lived. I know him. And you'd think he would absolutely feel and exude confidence in everything. No. I brought him on Clubhouse and he's like, oh, Rob, how was that? Was I all right? I mean, felt like I talked a bit too much. I'm not sure I was very good and blah, blah, blah. He was actually really good. But the point is, he should have imposter syndrome, a crappy label, but you know what people recognise. He should have the feelings of newness and nervousness and subordination and the feeling of, I need to be a student. I need to learn. Was I good? How was it? You know, maybe I'm not as good as some of the experienced people here. Because Clubhouse is new to him. But when it comes to snooker, he's an absolute legend. So you must not throw yourself out with the bathwater. As they say in England, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And what that means is, you know, you are not a failure if you fail. You are not an imposter if you feel these imposter syndromes. It's just emotions. Now, you often don't know what your emotions are. You're confused. Is this newness? Is this me feeling like I'm not good enough? Is this a load of baggage that's coming out from when I was young that's being replayed in the present moment? That's a big thing. What imposter syndrome actually is for a lot of people is the present moment humiliates you for remembering the past humiliations all the way back when you were 2 or 5 or 10. So actually, there's no feeling of imposter syndrome. It's a memory of the first event where you felt shame or guilt or embarrassment, or you failed publicly or whatever. So you are enough, you are good enough. Every winner was once a beginner, every master was once a disaster. If it's something learnable, you can learn. If something that others have done, you can do it. Know that they're useful feelings just to keep you subordinated and humble and a hungry student. And then as you build confidence, they go away. But then as you get really confident in something, that doesn't mean that you are a completely confident person. Because then if you start in something else, like get me in a leotard doing yoga, trying to do all these positions, and I will feel imposter syndrome. But it's not a syndrome. There's nothing wrong with you. It's not a disease. It's not a thing. Stop labeling yourself. Stop labeling everyone else. And just understand what it really is. Rant over. If you thought this was useful, please hit the share button. Too many people. I mean, the thing is, people label this and then they can create a science on it and then they can write books on it. You know, even though imposter syndrome coaches, oh my life! Let's not make things bigger or worse than they actually are. Every human emotion is useful and necessary. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel it. Emotions are simply feedbacks to the environment. So you feel good when something in the environment makes you safe or rewards you. You feel bad when something in the environment challenges you or is a threat to you. Emotions are just feedback, but we label them with this, that, and the other. Oh, this is a chemical. This is endorphins. This is oxytocin. This is, you know, this is pleasure. This is that. But actually, it's a myriad of unique things that you've just got to try and get your head around. I know that labels simplify things and make them easy to share, but you are not an imposter. You do not get imposter syndrome. And if you feel those unnervy, humiliating feelings, one, maybe go, what happened in my past that keeps being brought up each time I get rejected or each time I start something new or each time I get uncomfortable? And go back there and sort that out and forgive yourself and forgive others back then for the things that happened, and then maybe you'll liberate yourself. But there ain't nothing wrong with you, especially as you follow me. So hit the share button if you're watching the live and you thought this was useful. I love you all. Let's just change the dialogue. Sorry, I haven't ranted for a while. I've obviously been too happy. I need to get pissed off more so I can rant more. Don't you worry. I'll go. I'm going to take my son down the pitch and putt, and we're playing for 100 quid. So I'll come back ranting when I've lost 100 quid. But yeah, Ranty Rob is back. Boom. And if you're listening to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, take a breath. Come and join the debate in the Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group. Why are you listening to my podcast all around the world? 204 countries, 11.5 million subscriptions and downloads. Why aren't you in the Disruptive Entrepreneur community? What have you been doing your whole life? Get in the group. Just find Disruptive Entrepreneur Community on Facebook. Boom. And if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Now, share. Hit the share button. Do it now. I'm watching you.